Hey guys, I've got the big woolly hat on, which is awesome in this weather. It's snowing, it's -3.5 degrees, and it's not really cold. It's not really that cold compared to places like Norway and other Scandinavian countries, and maybe Canada and North America, places, you know, who knows. But it's really fun, you know. We don't get to see much snow a lot of the time, even though it tends to be damp and wet and grey and living in a Tupperware box, mostly in England. So, yeah, so ice on the roads, exciting driving conditions. Obviously, you've got to be careful. So, yeah, just fun. I talked about yesterday having a contingency plan for if the weather's really bad. And to be honest with you, it's not that bad. I think a lot of people are making a big fuss about nothing. Although, I'm sure it's worse in some other places than it is here, because the snow's not settling really, it's just a bit of ice. Having said that, there'll probably be snow in other places, I'm sure. And I think some of the schools have shut for the day. Maybe there is snow in some of these smaller villages higher up. So today, really, I feel like full of energy. I really want to get focused on the tech business. There's a lot of stuff we need to be doing, and just going to get a bit of a quick meeting with the guys, like I said yesterday, really get it focused, see if we can move forward as of now. One of our team members, Lauren, she's got a commercial property background, which, a little clue for you guys, that's the initial launch strategy. What we're developing is for that industry, but the logic, the IP is really, it can benefit so many industries. And I'm not going to go too much into it right now, but yeah, just going to get head down. And also, you know, we're going to, you know, still run by our financial, so there's going to be, you know, the daily, you know, things that need to be done. And we've got the usual end of month. I know it's now the first, but we'll have to have our business meeting just to review the month. So lots of things going on, but just really keen to get into the office and get on it. And yeah, move forward. That's what it's all about, guys. It's all about constantly, every day, moving forward, growing, evolving, becoming better. And yeah, it's gonna be fun. Doesn't make any sense at all. But I mean, seriously, why, what's the issue?
Scanning.
Light snow this morning.
Document.
Actually, it doesn't become that bad. Sunshine comes out, and then they go, oh, yeah, everyone comes back now. Schools aren't closed. Just make me laugh. Just ridiculous. Yeah, we used to go to school when it was snowing. What's stopping people now? Really soft. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all right, I'll catch you later. Hey, I don't know if you just saw, I've just been having like a rant generally with what's going on with the weather. And no, I don't care what's going on with the weather in all honesty, but it's just like people are, you know, the schools are closing, and it's like, well, there's no snow outside, and it's what, a bit cold, and maybe there might be some bad weather coming in later. So I just had a bit of a rant, really, and just like getting really frustrated. But then it sort of makes me laugh, because I think there's lots of people who may be taking advantage of the situation. And for me, I sort of actually take it as an opportunity, because if there's lots of companies, lots of businesses who are slacking off, grab it. So it is, yeah, getting heavier. I was doubtful whether it would be today, if I'm honest. So I don't know if you can see out there, guys, we've got some snow, which is starting to come in a bit heavier. It's always a bit exciting, isn't it, when there's a bit of snow. Some crazy fools down there playing snowball fights. Yeah, let's hope it settles, maybe do some sledging with the kids later, or even over the weekend. But yeah, we just put our contingency plan into place, like I discussed. I wasn't convinced it was going to snow, but hey, I got the weather wrong. And yeah, going to be working from home, picking up emails and just carrying on. Fortunately, we're able to just to you know, kick me forward regardless. We work a lot on the cloud, so that's all good. So fingers crossed and get home, and I'll catch you guys later.
So I don't know if, yeah, you can see here. What a day, unbelievable. The whole car park's cleared out, awesome. I'm one of the only cars left. Last man, almost last man standing. Yeah, crazy, huh? Not used to this in England, are we? That's for sure. But, yeah, awesome. So, the weather is, it's making it challenging for us. But that doesn't mean you take it lying down. It's
time to do some sit.
It's one of those things, I think, where you can either, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not always like, and don't think about anything else, but it's a case of, you know, you can let events dictate what you do because actually you want it to, because you might want an excuse to just, you know, not try, or have an excuse to fail, or have an excuse to not fulfill your potential. It's the weather's wrong, it's too cold to go for a run, I don't have the right opportunities at school, whatever, you know. So, you know, and I think the reality is, you know, probably 99% of people are a little bit like that, and that's no disrespect at all, but because, you know, I think that's, you know, we all have that element within us. But I think for that 1% who are very focused and driven and want to achieve, whether it's sport, whether it's business, you need to block those sort of thoughts and that mindset out. Particularly, you know, if you're looking to, you know, like I said, grow a business, build a business. I do get it. It is very different when you know, it's not your business or an employee and you're doing maybe a job that you don't really enjoy. But if you know, even if you're an employee and you're in a job, if you don't enjoy it, get out of it. Do something different. And find something that you're passionate about. And even if then you're an employee within that job, at least you're doing something that you're really loving and enjoying. And, you know, I think if you can have that passion, you'll find you'll just give 100% and get stuck in. But going back to the point of, you know, we could let this weather dictate what we're going to be doing. You know, I'm going to be heading home. I'm sure the kids are going to be really excited about the snow, but we need to get back on it. We need to make sure I get through what I had for my agenda today to get through all the workload. And I always remember a guy called Daley Thompson. He was a British athlete, heptathlete, I think he was. So they do sort of 10 different sporting events during the Olympics, you know, maybe 100 just sprints and long jump and javelin and high jump and 1500 meters, and so loads of different events. So super fit guy, and he was an athlete in the 80s, and I always remember him saying how he would train every single day, including Christmas Day, because he knew his competitors weren't training on Christmas Day, for example. And that, for him, gave him that mental edge when he was lining up on the start line against his competitors. He knew that he'd train harder and longer than them. And in all honesty, I think it's very similar sort of mindset you need to have in business if you are, you know, wanting to really achieve the maximum you can, you know, whatever that looks like. And you know, in all honesty, it is a journey. So, you know, who knows where we'll all end up. But I don't think it's always it's not the destination. I think it's the journey and that experience. So, you know, if you want to achieve the best that you can achieve, you've got to be prepared to go further than anyone else is. And that's just the reality. So in sport, if you want to be the best, you've got to just not only work hard and do all those things. I had a really good blog session with Dan Thomas, a Bristol rugby player, recently, and got some great insights there. But it's the same in sport, you know, in business. It's, you know, you've got competitors all around you, and you've got to ask yourself, what are they doing? What can you do better? Who's working harder? Who's working smarter? Who's working faster? and you just got to, you know, you got to compete, and you know, you got to smash your competition, and that's the reality. You know, this isn't, you know, you don't get any second chances here. This is it. Period. So, right, before we all have a crash on this roundabout, I'm going to go, guys, and I'll see you all a little bit later.
Hey guys, just want to share with you, I've been battling with this technical problem I've been having, and I've been really struggling for way longer than I wanted to, because I really didn't think it'd be this hard. But I've just figured it out, just solved it, so I'm super, super stoked that, you know, we can move forward, and yeah, it's yeah, quite exciting. So it's always good when you overcome challenges, I think, even when they become frustrating. But I think if you keep on trying and trying and trying, more often than not, you can find yourself yeah, achieving those, or getting over those hurdles that you first sort of come across. So yeah, thumbs up.
Hey podcast peeps, listen, thank you so much for listening to the Ben Parry podcast experience. It means the world to me for you guys to listen, and I hope you got some real value out of it. If you can rate and review this podcast, it will mean the world to me as well. And listen, I really hope that you can keep tuned in and listen out for much more to come. So yeah, big love, and catch up soon, guys.